Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of the national anthem, performed by Janique McDermott.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you all. Please be seated. Welcome to the White House. Janine, thank you very much for kicking off with an important event here in the White House. Today we honor six outstanding Americans who represent the very best of what volunteering means. And we honor the achievements of military spouses all across the nation. You cannot be a nation with a volunteer army unless you honor the military families. And that's what we're doing today. I like to tell people that the strength of this nation is not our military, although we intend to keep it strong. The strength of the nation is the fact that we've got compassionate, decent, honorable citizens who hear a call to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. And that's what we're here to honor. Each of you is part of a legacy of service that harkens back to our country's earliest days. When Martha Washington, the husband of the first George W., organized sick wards for wounded soldiers and made visits to battlefields to boost the morale of the troops, she volunteered for a cause bigger than herself. Through many conflicts, Americans' warfighters have counted on their spouses for love and support. Our communities have depended on your energy and your leadership. Our nation has benefited from the sacrifices of our military families. Today, I've asked you to come so I can thank you on behalf of all the military families for your noble and needed service to the United States of America. Not only am I saying it, but we've got a pretty distinguished group of folks who want to say the same thing. I will speak on their behalf. You'll be happy to hear. Secretary Bob Gates, Secretary of the Defense, Senator John Warner, Senator Craig Thomas, and Senator Mike Enzi, Congressman Chet Edwards, who happens to be President George W. Bush's congressman from Central Texas, and Congressman Bob Filner have joined us to pay tribute to our military spouses, and I'm honored you all are here. I also appreciate our military leadership who have joined us today. I can't think, by the way, of many times here in the East Room of the White House that the Joint Chiefs have come to pay tribute. I really can't. We have met before. We meet quite often, as a matter of fact, but never in a setting where we're paying tribute to people such as yourself. Before I begin with our military leadership, I do want to thank Pete Guerin, acting Secretary of the Army, hopefully permanent Secretary of the Army as soon as the Senate moves his nomination. Pete, thank you for coming. But anyway, I do want to introduce General Pete Pace, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and his wife, Lynn. Admiral Mike Mullen, Chief of Naval Operations, and his wife, Deborah. General Jim Conway, Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, and his wife, Annette. General George Casey, Chief of Staff of the United States Army, and his wife, Sheila. We appreciate you all coming. I'm also proud that Mary Jo Myers, the wife of General Richard Myers, retired United States Air Force, former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is with us. And I appreciate Suzanne Nicholson, wife of Secretary Jim Nicholson, who is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Thank you all for joining us. You honor us with your presence. Pretty soon we'll hear more about the President's Volunteer Service Award recipients, but I do want to thank your families for joining us. I thank members of the Armed Forces who have joined us today. I can't think of a more noble cause than for people to volunteer to protect our country in the face of grave danger. And it is, I marvel at how fantastic our military is. And the reason why it's good is not only because we're modern and well-trained, but we got such wonderful people who wear the uniform. And we thank you for serving, and I appreciate your families who've joined us as well. You know better than anyone that military service is a family commitment. As one wife in this audience recently noted, military spouses do not raise their right hands and take an oath of enlistment. Yet their service begins as soon as they say two words. I do. Military spouses enter into a life filled with uncommon challenges. When the award recipients, Linda Port, has been a military spouse for nearly 21 years. Over that period, she has moved into and out of 17 different houses. She has enrolled her children in 9 different school districts. I see some heads that are nodding in recognition of what that means. This kind of life makes it hard to lay down roots, which is why it's so important that military families find strength and stability in each other. Several of the spouses we honor today have made it their mission to build those needed networks of support. Linda worked as an advocate for 1,200 sailors and their spouses so they could stay in contact during deployments. Michelle Langford runs an association that works to unite Coast Guard spouses in her community. Cindy Berkey co-chairs the Patriot Family Readiness Group, which provides information and resources to approximately 500 military families. These initiatives are making a difference. They are improving lives. And we're all here to thank you for the care and commitment that you've shown for others. Many military spouses have the added difficulty of spending long periods raising their children alone. Being a parent's hard work under any circumstances. Just ask my mother. Yet military spouses tend to have to go an extra mile. They raise their own families, and they find ways to help others as well. Michael Winton has been the primary caregiver for his daughter while his wife serves in the Air Force. Yet he also found time to coach sports teams, work with Habitat for Humanity and Fisher Nightingale Houses, visit veteran centers, and volunteer for a program that helps kids develop a love of reading. Denise Rampola is another example of the kind of person that we're honoring today. She appears to have worked with every civic organization in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Listen to the list. The Greater Cheyenne Chamber of Commerce, the Cheyenne Parks and Recreation Community, the VFW Ladies Auxiliary, the Laramie County Emergency Response Team, and Cub Scout Pack 112. She's what we like to call a hard charger. She gets things done. Maybe we could use a little more of you in Washington. Other military spouses have tackled personal adversity and used their experience to help others. Shannon Maxwell took on the role of caregiver when her husband Tim returned from Iraq with a severe head injury. Shannon took what she learned, got together with other military wives, and formed a support group to help our wounded warriors. They've raised over $400,000 to help injured service members adjust to new lives and new challenges. And we thank you for what you're doing, Shannon. And we also appreciate Tim for his service in Iraq. Glad you're here. This is just a sampling of the good and important work performed every day by military spouses all across the country. I want you all to know that your work is noticed, your work is appreciated, and your work inspires our country. Some of my most moving experiences as president have come during my visits with military families. Laura and I have had the privilege of meeting troops and their loved ones at bases all across the world. We've sat beside the bedsides of those who've been wounded in battle. We've met with wives and husbands who've received a folded flag. We have hugged the parents of a soldier who's lost in combat. In these meetings, I have found that what motivates our service members most is their love for their families. Oh, they love our country, but they really love their families. You're in their prayers every morning, their thoughts every day, and their dreams every night. Some time ago, a naval aviator about to deploy to war wrote a letter to his fiancée. Now, this letter may remind you of some of the letters you've received. His words back then were these: "For a long time, I had anxiously looked forward to the day when we would go abroad and set to sea. But you have changed all that. I do want to go because it's my part, but now leaving presents itself not as an adventure, but as a job." That letter was mailed more than 60 years ago, addressed to my mother from my father. Millions of similar letters have been written since that war, and most of you likely have one that is special to you that you keep close to your heart. I know that nothing can compensate for the sacrifices you endure while your spouse is away. And so do a lot of people in Washington understand that. But you also got to know that our entire country stands with you. We love you and we respect you. America has seen and survived many wars over many generations. What has remained constant is the love we have for each other, the nobility of the duty, and the strength that our men and women in uniform find in their heroes who serve here at home. And so we honor you today, whether you're in this room or around the United States of America. We thank you for your sacrifices. We thank you for supporting the armed forces, and we ask for God's blessings on you and your family. And now I ask Lieutenant Colonel Floyd to please read the citations.
Cindy Bierke. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Cindy Bierke. Cindy is an advisor for the 500-member Patriot Family Readiness Group, which provides support to military families. She leads monthly spouse meetings and provides care for families of four fallen soldiers from Fort Lewis. She volunteers with the Army Family Action Plan, a program in which soldiers, retirees, and their families can address concerns to the Army leadership and suggest ideas for solutions. As a mentor and leader to young Army wives, Cindy's efforts have increased the combat readiness of an 800-soldier battalion deployed to Iraq and helped strengthen the families of those who remain at home. Michelle Langford. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Michelle Langford. As President of the Coast Guard East Bay Spouse Association, Michelle plans fundraising events for the annual scholarship program, which benefits dependent children of military members from all services and branches. Michelle works with the Layette Fund, an outreach service for new parents that provides clothing and nursery items to junior enlisted families. She is President of the Parent Advisory Committee at the Alameda Coast Guard Child Development Center and volunteers 25 hours per week to help improve programs and services for children. Each year, Michelle organizes the Military Child Carnival to honor military dependents. Shannon Maxwell. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Shannon Maxwell. Shannon co-founded the nonprofit organization Hope for the Warriors to enhance the quality of life of service members and their families who have been impacted by injuries or death in the line of duty. She organized Run for Warriors and Kids Run for Warriors as annual fundraising events to benefit the troops and families of those wounded in Afghanistan and Iraq, and created the Wounded Warrior Spousal Support Program. Shannon worked to bring the first Fisher House to the Marine Corps installation and secured temporary housing for visiting families of wounded service members at Camp Lejeune. Linda Port. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Linda Port. Linda has been a volunteer librarian, Sunday school teacher, and a Cub Scout den mother. She serves as a mentor to young spouses through her involvement in the enlisted spouse groups. During one of her husband's tours, she served as the ombudsman to families of more than 1,200 sailors serving in the command. Linda is currently working to establish a family readiness group to support more than 800 personnel assigned to the pre-commissioning unit George H.W. Bush. Denise Rampala. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Denise Rampala. Denise is employed with the 153rd Airlift Wing of the Wyoming Air National Guard and serves as a volunteer with the National Military Family Association, which strives to increase the quality of life and benefits to members of the military and their families. She is a community emergency response team member for Laramie County and a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Ladies Auxiliary, which sponsors activities for children of deployed service members. Denise has served as a support group facilitator for parents dealing with the death or terminal illness of a child and has provided support to military spouses as a family readiness group manager. Michael Winton. The President's Volunteer Service Award to Michael Winton. As a registered therapy team, Michael and his golden retriever, Jenny, worked for 2 years with literacy program for at-risk students, and assisted parents in the physical therapy department of the Oklahoma Veterans Center. He has served as a volunteer with Key Spouse and HeartLink programs, which support deployed families and provide mentorship to Air Force spouses. Mike also works with the Fisher Nightingale Houses and Sue Much Comfort, which provide assistance to injured troops and their families.
Thank you all for coming. I wish Laura were here to have been able to greet you. She would be just as impressed as I am today by the wonderful stories and the great compassion of our recipients, who I know if they had to give a speech would say they're just doing what they love to do, and they represent thousands who are doing the same thing. We're honored that you've joined us. May God bless you all. Thank you.